Welcome to the very first edition of King's Corner, a weekly podcast where we talk to your very own Pembroke Lumber Kings, both present and past. No better place to start than at the top. I'm talking to 2025 Captain Alex Fortier. Alex, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Alex, it's your first year as captain of the squad, your third season with the team. Tell me, apart from your role on the ice, what's important to you in relating to your teammates, generally speaking?
Doing the little things right, I think, especially in practice, you know, working hard every time you get on the ice, and just trying to be a good guy off the ice too, being a good friend to your teammates, working hard off the ice and on the ice. So
you're an older guy in the league now, and you're leading a bunch of younger guys this year. What are you telling these guys who are just finding their way out there?
Don't worry about what's going on around you. Just focus on yourself. Put your head down and work. Whether you're in the lineup or out of the lineup, can't really control that. Control your controllables. One thing you can always control is your work ethic. So just keep working and eventually things will work out.
Let's take a look at last season for a moment. Lots of ups and downs with the team. Finished the season 28 wins, 24 losses. Fifth overall in the league. Tough breaks in the playoffs. What are your thoughts on last year's campaign?
Last year, I thought we did really well. In the regular season, great group of guys. We were a good hockey team. Didn't have as much success in the playoffs as I wanted to. I think we put up a hell of a fight.
Again, you're a little older this year, a little more experienced. How much does that factor into what your plans for this season are?
Being an older guy in the league definitely plays a role. Like, already having a year of experience under your belt kind of makes you less nervous before each game and allows you to play the way you've been taught to play instead of constantly being in your head. So that definitely plays a role.
So what's the main thing you're feeling this year as far as growth as a player goes?
I'd say the main thing is the mental side, just being able to trust your instincts more.
Alex, let's talk about Coach Brandon Richardson for a moment. No stranger to the PMC, and he's certainly been around the hockey world for a long time. What are your thoughts on him?
He's awesome. Obviously, he played here somewhat like 20 years ago with Sheldon Keefe, and he played Division One hockey and pro, so he really knows what he's talking about. Just as like a human being, he's a good guy. He respects all the players. He treats everyone really well.
What's the conversation you're having, not only with your teammates and the younger guys coming up in the league, but what are you telling yourself out there, Alex?
Don't worry about what's going on around you, because it's very easy to look at this guy who made this team and to get a little bit jealous. In reality, to look in at yourself and be like, okay, I need to get better every single day. How am I going to do that? Just a little bit better than yesterday, that'll get you far. Not worrying about what everyone else is going through.
I know it's early in the campaign, but you've had a lot of time over the past couple of years to get a look at your competition out there. What teams are you guys looking at most closely right now?
Rockland's going to be very good. That's going to be a big test. Looking forward to play them a lot. I love playing good teams. Rockland's going to be good. Smith Falls is going to be really good as well. I think they'll be 1-2.
Yeah, so as you say, it's early days, but you know sometimes the sleepers can come up mid-season and start to shine, right?
I'd say everyone else. You know, you could, in previous years, you'd have teams that start off super slow, you know, sometimes in Pembroke, and then by Christmas, it's a whole new team.
Alex, that's all the time I have for right now. I sure appreciate you coming in to sit down with me.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I've been talking to Lumber Kings Captain Alex Fortier, and you've been listening to episode number one of a weekly series called King's Corner. Tune in next week when we'll have another one of your Pembroke Lumber Kings in the studio. Until then, I'm Richard Evans with 104.9 MyFM.